Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, people tend to have different travel styles. Some people think you just have to turn up at the airport on time. Some people think if you're on time, you're already late. Some have packed days in advance. Others do it in the 20 minutes before they leave the house. Potentially, this can ruin a holiday, maybe even a relationship. Helen Vaughan is a psychotherapist with the Coast Counselling Centre in Malahide. Afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon.
Probably, I suppose, many couples might have discussions about money and those kinds of things in advance, but maybe not about what's your holidaying style.
I don't think they talk about either of those things. I think a lot of couples don't talk about money, which leads to conflict. And a lot of couples don't talk about the airport holidays, who's late, who likes to be early, who packs a week before, who packs maybe the hour before. And it can lead to huge conflict because I think a lot of people avoid any conversations that are they think will lead to conflict, but actually often they're just uncomfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I could see how money would be uncomfortable. But, you know, what you do through an airport shouldn't be an uncomfortable thing. In fact, it's almost
like... Well, what
like
if you like to be let's say you have to be there 2 hours early. What if you like to be there even earlier than that and your partner likes to rock in with an hour to go and be like, that's fine. You know, that some people like to be early, like to be organized, like to have everything done in advance, and some don't. They're chaotic, and that can lead to huge conflict where they don't negotiate that or figure out how are we going to find a middle ground here? Or do I just leave you behind? I'll go to the airport and you get there when you can kind of thing.
Oh, God, does that happen?
That does happen, because if you're someone that really doesn't want to be late and you've tried to have the conversation and negotiate some middle ground and you can't do it, you're like, do you know what? I'll see you there. I don't know if it's the essence of romance, but, you know, if it works for you and you'll see them there and let them be as chaotic as they want, then, you know, maybe that's OK for you.
And the people who want to be chaotic, it's I don't know, it just strikes me as a curious hill to die on that you won't leave the house an hour earlier to be on time.
But then it's maybe just the kind of people that are busy doing something else, or they haven't packed yet, or they were working till whatever last night, so they didn't get round to it. Or do you know the way, it's just different types of people. Some people are very organised in advance, some people aren't. So I don't know that it's a conscious choice, but I'd say it does cause conflict and it does cause people to say, I'll see you there.
Yeah. And so, but is it a thing that can be negotiated around?
It can be if people are willing to have the conversation. But I think a lot of the time with things like money, sex, traveling, different approaches, house chores, division of labor, even parenting sometimes, but people do actually tend to talk about that. But there's a lot of topics that couples don't talk about and negotiate and figure out, okay, what approach is your norm? What approach is my norm? And usually you'll bring your norms from your family of origin. So what your parents were like or your caregivers, whoever brought you up, you'll usually just repeat whatever they did. But often that's different in a couple, if you know what I mean. Mm. So sometimes you just have to figure out, okay, what's normal for you? What's normal for me? And can we find a middle ground? Like, who does the laundry? Who does the dishes? Who does the cooking? Who does the bins? You know, that if you can talk through all those things, who wants to get to the airport at what time? What bus will we get? What taxi will we get? You know what I mean? It's talking through those things without bossing the other or dictating, but trying to have a two-way to and fro about it.
Could you, if you haven't had the airport conversation and but, you know, while you were courting, he always turned up on time, you know, he was clean, he was considerate, he was all those kinds of things. So could you infer from that if he's was always on time for dates and was fairly reliable, that he'll be that way when it comes to going to the airport? Or could that be one of those, oh my God, how do I even know you kind of scenario?
We only find out two years in, because a lot of people in the early days of a relationship are on their best behavior and they're showing their best selves and they're being on time and doing all those things. And as time goes on, you might, you know, kind of just lean into these things where or she'll pack for me and it'll be fine, or he'll pack for me and it'll be fine. She'll order the taxi or he'll order the taxi. And that can lead to resentment over time if the things aren't spoken about and someone says, do you know what, I feel frustrated when I'm doing all the packing for holidays and I feel like you're not. You know, that you're trying to have those conversations and share any feelings around them, not being at each other all the time, but just trying to share any frustrations you might have and try to resolve them. Have those difficult conversations if you can.
Yeah. And then when you go on holidays and you're sitting down facing the same person for 14 nights in a row, when maybe around night 11, you can't think of a damn thing to say. Does that mean it's all over, the relationship is a disaster?
Yeah, if you can't survive 10 or 11 days, that's it. No, I'm only joking. I find on holidays, I like to go off and do my own thing as well, particularly if there's children present. You need a break, you need a walk, you need a swim, you need, you know, just to have a bit of pool time on your own or whatever it is, wherever you're traveling. You know, can you give each other? I think Esther Perel, who's a famous US-based psychologist, talks about individuation. So keeping your own life, your own interests, your own friends, not all of this on holidays, but, you know, that you still keep your own interests and you go off and do your own thing for a while and then you come back. You know, that I would like to think you could give each other the space to have time on your own and maybe chat to other people, meet other people if you're away. You know, that you'd have the openness to not just be looking at each other for 14 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm. Helen, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Helen Vaughan is a psychotherapist with the Coast Counselling Centre in Malahide in Dublin. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on Newstalk. We're going to take a break. After that, parenting.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on Newstalk.